in verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And I think it's so encouraging to remember that. So encouraging to remember. This is the key thing. To preach the word of God, to memorize the word of God, to share the word of God, to get the word of God, whether in tract form or Bible form or Gospel of John form or whatever it may be, get that into the lives of people. Remember back the parable of son are they that hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now, what's interesting is these hardest-to-reach people are not very far away from the gospel. They're very close to the gospel, very close to believing. In fact, it says, lest they should believe and be saved. They are hearing the gospel. The gospel, I like to say, has lodging in their hearts. And if Satan did not come and take the seed out of their hearts, they would believe and be saved. They hear the word of God. The word of God is in their hearts, in their minds. It is working in their lives. They're very close to being saved, but there's a battle, a spiritual battle. I want to answer this question. This is a little bit theological question. Now, in the whole area of what hinders people from being saved, it's not Calvinism, it's not God not wanting them to be saved. It's not any of those things, is it? The spiritual battle with Satan. It's the condition of their hearts. Not the power of the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. It is reaching their lives, but there's a battle. And we want to look at that a little bit. We're going to look at each of these gospel accounts. We're going to look at this passage. We're going to look at Matthew's gospel. We're going to look at Mark's gospel and compare what is said there. I want to ask you to look at this verse. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says Satan comes and takes the seed that is sown out of their hearts? I want to suggest that he cannot do that. Can't come into our hearts, come into the hearts of an unbeliever, and just take out the seed so they're not saved. If he could do that, I think he would do it every single time. If he could somehow come into the heart of an unbeliever where the seed is sown and somehow take it out, somehow just come into the heart and kind of take that seed out, in the earlier part of the gospel, or the earlier part of this parable, it says, birds come and take the seed out. That is sown on the hard soil. Here it says those birds represent Satan as if he could come into the heart of an unbeliever and just take out that seed. I don't think he can do that. And we're going to look, as we look at these various parables, each of these parables add further information about this hard-to-reach person. Here we see they hear. There's lodging of the word in their hearts. They're not far from the gospel. You probably have met those who you would say are really hard to reach. You might even say that they'll never get saved. And I've met a number of people like that myself. I've said that myself. But I don't think we should ever say that God, the Word of God, is able to reach the hardest of sinners, the furthest of sinners. I think of Nicodemus, I think of the Apostle Paul, I think of others in the New Testament. The gospel is able to reach all of those people. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God can reach that person. And the Word of God can lead that person to salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn our Bibles to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 4. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, in verse 3 of chapter 4, it says, "Hearken, behold, there went out to sow a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell on the wayside, and fowls of the air came and devoured it." Now turn with me over a little bit further to verse 15. Now I said, each of these parables, further information is added. This is something very interesting about the spiritual warfare involved in gospel work. Now, before you look at this verse, I'm going to ask you, how soon do you think Satan comes to engage in battle when you begin to speak to someone or you begin servant.